Welcome to Living Faith Online with Pastor Connie McLean.
Praise the Lord. Well, yeah, ready to, how's the fast and praying going? How's the fast going? Y'all doing good? Praise God. The Lord speak anything phenomenal to anybody so far? Praise God. He's always speaking. We just have to be listening. Amen. You know, I got pretty emotional yesterday. You know, just thinking how we can be so sensitive, and sometimes the Lord wants to minister to the deep things in us, and sometimes we try to hide or push things down. So we just have to learn how to be transparent with God so that He can heal us in the deep places, you know, and that's the importance of spending time with Him. Because He's the only one who can change us. He's the only one who can heal us and help us to bounce back, right? So we can sing, there's more to your story. God's not done with me yet. And so He will heal us and then use us even more. Amen? But we have to pay the price. Amen? All right. Well, you ready? I'm going to share some scriptures and then we'll go home. Amen? Y'all ready? Say, this is the Bible. It is the Word of God. Therefore, I am what the Word says I am. And I can do what the Word says I can do. And I can have what the Word says I can have. Say, it will lift me up out of darkness into the light. Out of poverty into wealth, out of sickness into health. I want us to say that again. It will lift me up out of darkness into the light, out of sickness into health, out of poverty into wealth. Somebody say, that's good news. Say, this day, after hearing and receiving the ever-living, the everlasting Word of God, I will never be the same again. Never, 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 never. Never, ever, ever, ever will I be the same again. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want to refresh some of you and then just share some things with others. I entitled this message, The Holy Spirit, The Help We Can't Do Without. The Holy Spirit is our help, and we cannot do without Him. And if we're going, this is the year of what? Dominion. Y'all forgot already. It's only been 2 weeks. This is the year of dominion, the year we want to learn how to take dominion as the offspring of God. Somebody say, I am God's offspring. Amen. We like having children, right? Because we get to see some little people walking around looking like us. And we think it's so cute, right? Well, God wants little gods, us, His sons and daughters, to walk around this earth looking and acting like Him. Amen? Can you say amen to that? So He wants us to be imitators of God, and we've got some things to do, and we need the help of the Holy Spirit. Amen? So we're fasting and praying. Of course, we're fasting so that we can get dominion over our bodies, right? We're telling our bodies what to do instead of it telling us what to do. Amen? That there's freedom in that, right? Minister Kim was leading the workshop. We had a good workshop yesterday. Great information. Rosemary, she was in a new element. She's so southern and ladylike. But she put on her active wear and showed us some exercises. Amen. So she said, go ahead, Rosemary, you stretching. She's stretching. But and now I forgot why I said that. So you know, we're taking control of our bodies. Minister Kim, she mentioned how with some people, food calls to you. You know, you've already eaten. I'm not going to get into this. But you've already eaten, and then you find yourself hungry again. And so we need to get over those things. Those things that overcome us and overtake us, we need to get control of those things. And we can with the help of the Holy Spirit. I could have made this title, The God That We Can't Do Without. Now, we know we have our Heavenly Father who is in heaven. Jesus is seated at his right hand. But the Holy Spirit was left here for us to guarantee our success. How many of you believe that God wants you to succeed? How many of you believe? No, that's not many of you. I guess you're the ones already succeeding. Right? So God wants us to succeed. He wants us to take the authority and use the authority that he's given us in the earth. Amen? So we need him. Let's look at Acts chapter 1. No, let's look at John 14. John 14, 16 to 26. And I don't want to get too detailed on all this. I just want us something to work with, especially over this next week and the rest of our lives, actually. And this is Jesus. And he said, and I will praise, he's talking to his disciples. He said, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper. In the King James Version, that word helper means comforter, but the comforter means helper. So they switched out the words. And he will give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. Amen. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. Amen? So if you're not baptized in the Holy Ghost, you want all of the Holy Ghost. You want the maximum of the Holy Ghost that God wants you to have. Amen? He wants you to be filled. Praise God. Is that the only verses I gave you? He says, listen to this. He says, I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. So Jesus had to leave, right? Again, this is refreshing for some of you. He left and he said, I have to go so that the promise of the Holy Spirit can come. So they switched places. Jesus was the disciples' comforter when he lived on earth. And then when he left, he went to heaven, and then the Holy Spirit became the comforter. Somebody say amen. So that word comforter, just a few words, Jesus said, I'll send you another comforter so you would not be orphaned. Somebody say, I'm not an orphan. Say, I have a father. Amen? The word comforter, it comes from the Greek word parakletos, and it means one called alongside to help. Why am I preaching on this? Because if we're going to be taking dominion, we need the Holy Spirit who has been called alongside you to help. We are not on our own. We are not by ourselves. Amen? And so, again, God guaranteed our success. That word parakletos, it also means intercessor. We're going to look at Romans 8:26. He's our advocate, somebody who publicly speaks for us, takes up for us. He's our strengthener. The Holy Spirit strengthens us. He's here to strengthen us. Anybody ever feel weak? Anybody felt weak this week? Weak this week. The Holy Spirit is your strengthener, right? We need him. It also means standby. So the Holy Spirit, we get mature in the things of God, and we're mature enough to handle certain things, and the Holy Spirit, but he's standing by in case we run into difficulty, right? In case we run into something for the first time, for example, or we run into something, David, he wrote in one of the Psalms, he mentioned when my enemy was too strong for me, and that scripture blesses me. Even though we have dominion over the devil, we have authority over him, but sometimes it can seem like things are happening and our enemy is too strong for us. But when that does happen, we have the Holy Spirit to help us and to strengthen us. Amen? It also means counselor. We can counsel with the Holy Spirit. He'll give us counsel, just like a lawyer. He'll give us advice. He'll give us instructions. Jesus said, the counselor, he will warn you of things to come. Amen? We need to know as believers, we shouldn't be caught off guard, right? If something's going to happen in this world, right, especially something bad, we should not be caught off guard, at least not totally. The Holy Spirit wants to give us an unction or inner witness that something is getting ready to happen, and you need to be holding on. You need to be strong in me and trusting in me, and he'll do that. And then it also means helper. Amen. Can you say helper? The Holy Spirit is our helper. That means someone who brings aid and assistance. Look, we are not by ourselves. If we're trying to live this Christian life by ourselves, we are not going to succeed. Amen? I'm talking about this today because, you know, I believe that, well, any church, any believer, I believe in 100% tithers. I believe that every member, in order to be blessed financially, then we need to tithe 100%, not just some of us. I mean, why would I believe God for, oh, God, I'm believing you for 40% tithers? No, we're all believers. God's got the same in store for each one of us, and he wants all of us to be tithers. Not because I want anything, but because that's the way we get blessed financially. And that's how we have all of our needs met. And that's how our children will never be found begging bread. Because we obey God. We follow him and do what he says. So I'm not believing for 100%, oh, so we can pay all our bills or have, you know, everybody's money. No, that's not it at all. I just want to see 100% success. Am I wrong for that? So besides that, I believe that every member should be baptized in the Holy Ghost. I believe all of us should be filled with the Holy Ghost. Right? If all of us were filled with the Holy Ghost, there'd be less depression. Right? There'd be less troubles. Right? If we were all baptized in the Holy Ghost, we would have greater success. And there would be more of us to encourage one another. Amen? So I'm preaching on the Holy Ghost today because I want 100% of us to be filled. Amen? All right, let's look at Acts 1:8 and then Acts 2, starting in verse 1. Hallelujah. So we have the help of the Holy Ghost, but we have to know him. We have to be familiar with him. Amen? And he said to them, "It is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority." This is Jesus talking to his disciples before he got taken up. It says, "But you," somebody say, "but you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." Somebody say, God wants me to receive power from on high. And that word power means miracle working power. How many of you are like miracle working power? Miracle working power. Let's look at Acts chapter 2, starting in verse 1. And I wanted to share some things out of this book that I recommended too. But couple things that I thought were extremely interesting. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire. We sang a song about fire. John the Baptist told told the disciples, he said, I baptize with water unto repentance. But he said, there's one coming who's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Amen? How are we going to change unless fire is involved? How are the ungodly things, things that don't look like God that are still in us, how will they be taken away unless they're burned away by the Holy Ghost? Amen? I'm sorry to tell you, being a Christian is not all comfortable, right? How many of you found that out? So we have to hurt sometimes, but we're hurting now by not eating my shortbread cookies that are sitting on the counter, right? But life is supposed, we're supposed to have peace in this life, but it doesn't mean everything is easy. So, and some things are painful. So when God burns out through the Holy Ghost things that are unlike him, it's going to be uncomfortable. Amen? But we're going to be the better for it. Amen? Tell somebody, you're going to be the better for it. Once God burns out all that stuff, you know. The Holy Spirit will share things with you that he wants you to stop doing, that you don't want to stop doing. So that's going to be painful. I like doing that. I like doing this. But it's interfering with your spiritual growth. It's interfering with God wants to do in your life. None of us are passive Christians, right? I'm not the only one. The deacons aren't the only one. The elders aren't the only one. The leaders aren't the only ones who are supposed to excel in the things of God. We're all supposed to do that. Right? No matter what our position is, God wants us to succeed. All right, so then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And when this sound occurred, the multitude came together and were confused because everyone heard them speak in his own language. Then they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, there was a lot of people in the town, and they heard them speak with other tongues, and they were speaking in some of their own language, and it amazed the people. Somebody say that was a testimony. Then they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, look, are not all these who speak Galileans? And how is it that we hear each in our own language in which we were born? So when they got baptized with the Holy Ghost, they were speaking in somebody else's language, in the people who were listening. Parthians and Medes and Elamites, those dwelling in Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia. I would have skipped this verse, that one. Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya adjoining Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them speaking in our own tongues the wonderful works of God. Verse 12. So they were all amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, whatever could this mean? Verse 13. This is one of the things I want to say today. Others mocking said, they are full of new wine. Now, some of you, I've mentioned that some people are depressed and you're not baptized in the Holy Ghost. When you get baptized, they thought these people were drunk. So when they got filled with the Holy Ghost, baptized in the Holy Ghost, the same thing, they must have been acting, when you get drunk, well, some people get mean drunk, but they might have been acting gay or acting, couldn't stand up straight. But when the Holy Spirit came on them, my point is, it changed their disposition, right? So the Holy Ghost, when you receive the baptism with the Holy Ghost, I'm talking to people, perhaps you're depressed or something, and you're not baptized in the Holy Ghost. When you get baptized in the Holy Ghost, things change. You change. I shared with a couple of people who were baptized in the Holy Ghost recently that was one of the most exciting experiences experiences of my Christian life when I got baptized with the Holy Ghost. Because, well, number one, I wanted it. I wanted him. I desired to have the Holy Ghost, but it just changed my life. I never shared with you all, we had to pray for somebody not long after we got baptized with the Holy Ghost. We didn't have the Holy Ghost that long, but we ministered. We had to cast the devil out of somebody. Is that bothering somebody? But we had to cast the devil. Somebody was on drugs, and they were acting like a baby. They were saying, "Mommy, Mommy," you know, on their bed. And so Dr. Lamont and I, we went to their house, and we didn't know what we were saying in the spirit, but we said our Shabba Shabba, whatever, however we said our tongues at that time, because we were young with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But she was in her right mind the next day. So my point is, we need the Holy Ghost, and we need power, the power of the Holy Ghost in our lives to help us and to help us be ministers of the gospel. It's not enough for us to get saved and delivered ourselves. Because God has given the earth to us, he wants us to deliver other people. So the quicker we get delivered, the quicker we can deliver other people. We all have different jobs. We all have different influence. God puts you in those situations so that you can influence those people that you work with, right? Or serve with, to help them be delivered as well. Somebody say amen. Do y'all believe that? We're supposed to make a difference. We're not supposed to be regular people sitting around watching what's happening. Amen? So God will use us at any time, at any age, right? So that's why I don't think I'll ever retire, at least not from the gospel. I'm not going to retire. It's like, you know, as long as I'm strong and breathing, that's what I'm going to do. Amen? And how many of you know God's looking for people? He's looking for people to use, and he wants to use you. So we see there that that they received the Holy Ghost. So Jesus told them to stay, because I want you to stay so that you can receive power from on high. We need power from on high. We need a power, miracle-working power, that supersedes earthly power, right? If you know the story about Moses and his and the rod with Pharaoh's soothsayers or whoever they were, but both of them, all of their rods turned into snakes, but Moses' snake ate up the soothsayer's snakes. What am I saying? Godly power is stronger than earthly power. Amen? And we need it. We need it. I know I need it. Amen? So we need to have the Holy Ghost in our lives. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 14:2. Let me read some things out of this book so I can. So let's read 1 Corinthians 14:2. So when we're baptized in the Holy Ghost, we speak with unknown tongues. It says, "For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God, for no one understands him. However, in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. But he who prophesies speaks edification and exhortation and comfort to men." That's if I were to prophesy in English so that we all understand. That's what he's talking about. When we speak in tongues, it's a mystery, right? Now, it's talking about having church here, but when I have us pray in tongues, it's different. It's not speaking in tongues. We're praying in tongues, right? I'm not telling us to speak in tongues for somebody to prophesy or something. We're praying in tongues to attack something. We're praying in tongues to be filled with the Holy Ghost more. We're praying in tongues to build ourselves up in our most holy faith. What I want to say is we are neglecting neglecting the power of the Holy Ghost because he doesn't come in a package that we're comfortable with. Now, if God says you're going to receive power from on high and you're going to speak in unknown tongues, well, that's just the way it is. And sometimes as Christians, we get embarrassed, but we shouldn't be embarrassed. We shouldn't be embarrassed. When we speak in tongues, we need to believe that things are happening. Things are snapping. Things are moving when we pray in the Holy Ghost. And we need to pray in the Holy Ghost more so that more things can happen. You know, praying in the Holy Ghost, it's taking up for things that are wrong. We're talking about taking dominion. We as believers, because God gave us the earth, we're supposed to be changing things. We're supposed to be shaping things. We're supposed to be making our environments. We're supposed to be making our homes. We're supposed to be making our bodies look like heaven on earth. Things were wrong. Sin made things wrong. God wants to use us to make things right. And so when we take dominion over the enemy, we tell him what he can no longer do in our lives. But we need to be built up. We need to be stronger. We need to use a tool that mystifies the devil, right? He doesn't know what we're praying when we pray in the Holy Ghost. And so it makes him be stumped. It makes him not know what God is doing strategically in our lives. You know, he can't peek at what God, at God's plan for us. You understand that? We've talked about that before. So, but it's a gift that's been given to us so that we can be used by God to change our situations. How many of you have situations that need to be changed? And we can't do it. We can't do it on our own strength. We need the Holy Ghost. We need the helper. We need the strengthener. We need a comforter. We need somebody who's standing by to help us. Amen? When our enemy is too strong, we need the Holy Ghost to help us. Amen? But so that we can always win. Tell somebody, God designed it so that we can always win. So let me share some things out of this book, just a couple things. Something that really hit me. Let me find it. Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Let me find this one point. He's got points here. He says here, one of his points about prayer and praying in the Holy Ghost, secrets of prayer. He says, speaking in tongues gives you ideas from the Lord, a mind like Christ. So the scripture says, 1 Corinthians 2:16, it says that we have the mind of Christ. It really means we have access to the mind of Christ through the Holy Spirit. So when we run into a jam, when we have something difficult that happens in our lives, we can pray in the Holy Ghost so that the Holy Ghost can reveal to us secrets, strategies, right? He can even reveal to us what's wrong with our body. Some people need revelation. You need to find out what that one particular thing is or what it is that you're doing that makes your body not work right. So the Holy Spirit, he wants to help us and to assist us. So he says, speaking in tongues gives you ideas from the Lord, a mind like Christ. Amen? Then he says, as we pray in the Spirit, I'm talking about praying in the Spirit. Can y'all pray in the Spirit for like a few seconds? So we know where we are. We're accessing the mind of Christ. Minono boshikrati. You know, I like us to pray in tongues too to get some of y'all to jealousy. So that you'll be jealous and say, I want the Holy Ghost. Well, you can have the Holy Ghost. Amen? He says here, another point he has, my personal favorite, he says, speaking in tongues builds your future in both the natural and spiritual realms. So when we pray in the Spirit, we are praying the full will of God. Like there's no mistakes. Romans 8 says that we don't know how to pray. How many of you went to pray, like, we don't know what our kids are going through. We don't know what people are going through. We don't know how to pray. We don't know what their hurts are. We don't know what their traumas are. We don't know what their fears are. So when we pray in the Spirit, we can pray perfectly and directly, and it'll save us a whole lot of time, and in fact, it'll save us a whole lot of years. And so when we receive the baptism with the Holy Ghost and praying in other tongues, we can solve people's problems a lot quicker, amen, because of that prayer language. So I'm trying to emphasize the importance of praying in the Holy Ghost. Now, I know most of us already pray in the Holy Ghost, but do we pray in the Holy Ghost enough? Do we still have fears? Do we still have insecurities? We need to pray in the Holy Ghost some more, right? There are things that we want to do. There are things that God wants us to do, and we need the help of the Holy Ghost. Can you say amen? Amen. So we need to pray in the Holy Ghost more. So he puts it this way. So Romans 8:27, it says, and he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. That's Romans 8:27. And so he writes, he says, God has a blueprint for your life inside his heart. Right? From the moment you were conceived, God has a blueprint. God has a book about us. God's already written our future. And so when we pray in the Holy Ghost, that future can come to pass. That future can start being revealed in our lives. Anybody believe me? So we have more help than we need, if I can say it that way. The help of the Holy Ghost. It says, all the good he has planned for you can come to pass as we pray in the Spirit. Amen? He also says the Holy Spirit accesses the mind of God. Imagine as you pray in tongues, the Holy Spirit begins interceding for us. Romans 8 says that we don't know how to pray as we ought. So what do? Then we pray in tongues, right? Let's pray in tongues again. Okay, sabama. Oto boste este istahada e koroboshe brada inamasuduro boshikete istombroga da basikati kitondoro boshi breke. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to speak to our young adults. Especially if you've never been baptized in the Holy Ghost. You know, we're really starting to, as a ministry, get more of a heart for young adults and for the youth, because they're next. You know, those of us who are older in the Lord, we know we're cool. We get it. You know, we've learned to know what we're doing for the most part, and we've been through a lot of things and we've learned a lot of things, but now we've got the younger people who we need to help them, help you. If there's any younger people here, I had heard that there's this new, I don't know whether I shared this with you, there's this new mental thing or emotional thing that young adults, they gave it a name. I can't think of the name. Maybe y'all can tell me if you're young, but It's some type of social ill where young adults, it's a fear. They have a fear that they're going to go broke and not have a future, you know, like a house and a permanent job and things like that. Any young people here, is that, would you say that's a concern of yours? That you just think, you know, somebody who's like 30 years old, it's hard to live by yourself. It's hard to afford rent. It's hard to afford rent and have a car and pay car insurance. And it's starting to affect the young adults. Amen? And what I would encourage you, I want to encourage you young adults today and our youth to get baptized in the Holy Ghost so he can help you. Why do I say that? I say that, how many of you know Virgin Mary? Y'all know Virgin Mary, the mother of Jesus. When before she was impregnated by the Holy Spirit to have Jesus as a virgin, we have to remember that it was the Holy Spirit that came on her and caused her to conceive miraculously. So the Holy Spirit, now that's to have a virgin birth. So the Holy Spirit had to come over her, overshadow her, and prepare her body to have the Savior of the world born. How much more do we need the Holy Spirit to overshadow us, if you will, to help us, to prepare us to do what God has called us to do? You understand? So the Holy Spirit wants to fix us. He wants to tweak us. He wants to heal us. He wants to change us. He wants to build us up. And we cannot progress in life. We can't take dominion over our bodies. We can't take dominion over our lives without the help of the Holy Spirit. Amen? So, again, I'm just trying to encourage anyone here who's not baptized in the Holy Ghost to convince you that you need to be baptized in the Holy Ghost, and to encourage those of you who are baptized in the Holy Ghost to pray in the Holy Ghost and rely on the Holy Ghost more than you do now. I know I do. We're all at different seasons in our lives, and each season we need to know more. We need to know something different. And that's when we pray in the Holy Ghost. We rely on the helper. We rely on the intercessor, because we don't know how to live life properly, not the way God intends. You know, we know there's other people out here, and they live without God, and they got some things going on. But if we want to walk out the plan of God for our lives, if we want to be powerful, if we want to avoid trouble and avoid lack and sickness and disease and all those things, we need the Holy Ghost. Amen? Would you agree? Amen. So really, right now, I just want to give an invitation. I'm gonna talk to the youth. The youth, you need to be baptized in the Holy Ghost so you can handle being a youth. It's rough. It's hard, you know, being a youth sometimes. You have to deal with kids in your school and the pressures of school and things like that. The Holy Spirit will help you. Now, of course, if you're with your parents, you'd have to, you know, just check with them. I don't think your parent would mind. And if you're a young adult and you're struggling in your life, then I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to be baptized with the Holy Ghost today. Amen? Amen. Is there anybody today? Anybody? Anybody? I can lay hands on you. Praise the Lord. Lay hands on you to receive the baptism with the Holy Ghost right here. Amen. All right. We got one. Anybody else? Anybody else? Especially youth and young adults and everybody. Anybody. Anybody. Just understanding that you can't live this life properly without receiving the infilling of the Holy Ghost, where he fills you up until you overflow. He doesn't take control of you or anything. He won't force us, and that's why I'm giving the invitation. He's not going to force you, but I want to invite you, right? And I believe that those of you who receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, your countenance will change. Your life will begin to change. You'll have more joy, more peace, more freedom. Amen? Praise the Lord. Anybody? Okay, so we have the one lady right here. Anybody else? Come on, y'all. Don't be shy. Remember, I'm believing God for 100%. 100%. Amen? Praise the Lord. Youth, young adults in particular, or anyone, this is the year of dominion. If we're going to take dominion, we need the Holy Ghost. So you can come up. I know there's at least one more person. There's one more person. Ah, praise God. Yay. Amen. You don't have to face them. That'll make you feel shy. Face me. Amen. So are y'all together? No, you don't know each other. Okay. All right. are you born again? You're born again?
Yes.
You're born again?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So that's the only prerequisite, is that you're born again. Amen? And if not, you still can receive the Holy Ghost. So the Apostle Paul in the Bible, he laid hands on people to receive the Holy Ghost. So I'm going to lay hands on your forehead, right? Now, you heard us speak in other tongues, right? So when I lay hands on you to receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit, and you say, I believe I receive, right? And then you begin to listen for an unknown language, okay? Some words that you don't know. They're not English, okay? And don't speak any English after that. Just speak the words that you hear, okay? So it's not hard. You just have to relax, and you just have to have faith in God, and that he won't hurt you or harm you or lie to you. And if he says he'll baptize you with the Holy Ghost, he will. Amen? So I'll go with ladies first. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for your daughter by the laying on of hands to receive the baptism with the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in unknown tongues. In Jesus' name, just say, I believe I receive. And you can just listen for any words that you may hear. And I'll come back to you. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, I lay hands on your son in the name of Jesus to receive the baptism with the Holy Ghost of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in unknown tongues. Receive it in Jesus' name. Say, I believe I receive the Holy Ghost. Okay. So don't speak any English. Did you speak any words yet? Speak any words yet? Little words, let me hear. Okay. All right. Keep on till I come back. Oh, you want to receive the Holy Ghost? Yeah. Okay. Can I have a tissue? Hallelujah. Thank you. How you doing? Can you hear words? And make sure you move your lips just like you talk English. Put your lips together. Mama, use your tongue. See, isn't that easy when you move your mouth and tongue? I'll come back. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lay hands on your daughter to receive the baptism with the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in unknown tongues. In Jesus' name, receive it in Jesus' name. Say, I believe I receive the infilling of the Holy Ghost. All right. Now, don't speak any English. Just, you can close your eyes, use your lips if you hear, and speak any words that you hear. You can just relax. It's not a test. You can move your lips. Move your lips. Keep that. Move your lips. Say anything. It doesn't matter. Just don't make words up, but say whatever you hear, the words, whatever you hear. Okay, Sabbath. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. And then start speaking. How you doing? Yeah? How you doing? Okay. Amen. Or do you feel confident that you received baptism with the Holy Ghost? You feel confident? Amen. Praise God. Now, we're going to get a little loud so they can get loud. I see you doing better. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, bless these young people. Lord, bless them. Let her know her purpose. Let her know her purpose. Kito doro bushi buhada jata. Kison doro bushi greke desha broka da adada. Iston doro bushi paha. Lord, fill him with your purpose. Let him see. Let him see his future. Kison doro bushi kura mahada jete gibi gi. Kititi badabo sete debe. Hallelujah. Lord, fill her. God, let her know her purpose. Let her know what she's called to do. Let her get glimpses of her future. Lord, speak to her so she'll know what do you want to do with her in her life, how you want to use her. Well, they all receive. Let's give the Lord some praise. Yay! Now, so when you receive the baptism with the Holy Ghost, that means if you're walking into an interview, pray in the Spirit before you go. If you're getting ready to stand in a court somewhere, pray in the Holy Ghost. When something difficult is happening in your life and it seems hard, pray in the Holy Ghost. To build yourself up so the Holy Spirit can speak to you and give you direction and tell you what to do in that particular situation. Amen? Because he's your helper. All right? Praise the Lord. God bless you. Do we have information for them or no? Do we? Do we have a packet for people? Okay. She has something for you. I can't see what it is. Praise God. Praise God. God bless you. And thanks for ushering. Amen. So, amen. Praise the Lord. Come on, everybody stand for a minute. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We are all made for dominion. We were all born to take dominion. Hallelujah. As sons and daughters of God, God has a high calling on your life. You're not just regular. We talked about God doesn't want us to die as just regular men. Amen? He wants us to fulfill his plan and purpose for our lives. And he's got a plan and purpose for all of our lives, no matter what circumstances got us here. No matter how we were born, where we were born, why we were born, it doesn't matter. God's got a plan and purpose for all of us. Amen? And that's to have peace and be successful and to walk out the plan that he has for you. Amen? Praise God. And it's a good plan, Jeremiah 29 says. God has a plan for us. Heavenly Father, we just pray. We lift our hands right now in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for all the power, all the tools. We thank you for the Holy Spirit who's been given to us to help us, to strengthen us, to be our standby, to be our advocate, to intercede for us, to pray. Help us pray when we don't know what to pray. Holy Spirit, we thank you that you've been given to us to make up for all of our weakness, all of our shortcomings, all of our inability to produce results. Holy Spirit, you're here to help us, and we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, for those of us who've been baptized in the Holy Ghost for a while, we lift our hands and pray that you would rekindle the fire that you put on the inside of us. Thank you, Lord, for such a day as this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, I was born to take dominion. I was born to win. I was born to make my life, my household, my city, my town. I'm supposed to make a turnaround so we can never tell that the devil messed things up, because we're going to get it straight through God. Amen. Through the help of the Holy Ghost. Come on, give the Lord some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember, pray in the Holy Ghost much this week. Much. Pray. Pray in your car. Pray doing the dishes. Pray in the shower. Pray on the playground. Pray wherever you are. Just pray everywhere and anywhere. You don't have to be on your knees to pray in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Altar call. Praise the Lord. You can be seated. I've got one more thing. If anybody's here and you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, we want to make sure you don't leave this place. What's today's date? January 17th, 18th. Make sure you don't leave this place on January 18th without Jesus. So with every head bowed, every eye closed, making Jesus the Lord of your life, becoming born again as a child of God, it's so easy. All you have to do is just pray a simple prayer and believe in your heart what you pray with your mouth. And when your mouth and your words agree, then you'll be born again. And God will do the rest. He'll do the difficult part. He'll do the supernatural part. And you'll be born again. You'll be a new creature in Christ Jesus. So I'm going to pray a simple prayer. And as you repeat that prayer after me, as you pray it in faith, at the end of that prayer, you will be born again. So just repeat after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe that I am a sinner. I also believe that I am, or I need, a Savior. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe that you died on the cross for my sins. I also believe that God the Father raised you from the dead to live forever so that I could live forever with you. Say, Lord Jesus, I ask you now to come into my life, come into my heart, be my Lord, be my Savior, be my Master. Say, devil, as of today, you can no longer lord over me, fool me, or trick me, because today I have a new Lord, and his name is Jesus. Say, Jesus, I give you my life. Take it and do something good with it. In Jesus' name, Amen. Praise the Lord. Anybody pray that prayer for the very first time? Anybody pray that prayer for the very first time? You can just raise your hand. Anybody? You prayed that prayer for the very first time. Praise the Lord. Or you're born again, but you rededicated your life to the Lord. Anybody pray that prayer because you rededicated your life to the Lord? Anybody? Praise the Lord. All right. Who am I looking at? Who's next? Minister Vonda. Come on, let's welcome Minister Vonda as we worship the Lord with our tithes and offerings.
Good afternoon, Living Faith. Praise the Lord. Our scripture today for our offering comes from the one Pastor Connie told us to memorize, Colossians 1:4. For we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus, the leaning of your entire human personality on him, in absolute trust and confidence in his power, wisdom, and goodness, and of the love which you have and show for all the saints, God's consecrated ones. I know that during this fast, we all have a variety of things that we're believing for at this time. It might be healing. It might be salvation. It might be increase in finances. It could be just a change within ourselves, a change in a situation. So as we pray, as we pay our tithes and give our offerings today, let's think about that verse that Pastor asked us to memorize. Let's sow a specific seed in faith, leaning on Jesus in absolute trust and confidence that whatever it is we're seeking God for during this 21 days, he's going to bring it to pass. So let's sow a specific seed for that thing, whether it's for your family. I'm sowing the seed for my family. I'm sowing the seed for my finances. I'm sowing the seed because this situation has to end, because I can't go into 2026 and live this year the way I lived it last year. So let's lean in on God. Let's lean in on Jesus, believing, having that absolute trust and confidence in his power, in his wisdom, and in his goodness that he is going to provide and that we will reap what we sow. Praise God. So please turn your attention to the monitors for ways to give.
Here at Living Faith, we have made giving easy by using electronic options as much as possible. You can text to give by texting LFCCNJ to 77977. You can give once or set up as a recurring gift. Just enter in your details, confirm your gift, and you're done. You can give through our LFCCNJ church app. This method will look similar to text to give. The iOS version of the app can be downloaded at the App Store, or you can get the Android version on Google Play. You can also give online at lfccnj.com/giving. If these options are not possible, you can obtain a pink envelope and deposit it as you leave. We thank you again for joining us today. God bless you.
Is there anyone else that needs an envelope? Are we ready to give? Let's stand and make our confession over our seed. We ready? We decree that because we are tithers, we receive the promise of Scripture that protects those who tithe and give offerings. As a household, we are committed to tithe and give into the Lord's work. Therefore, we claim tithers' rights. That means no devourer, destroyer, waster, plunderer, or pillager can rob from us in Jesus' name. They cannot steal our blessing or fruitful harvest. They cannot steal from our home, businesses, or from any of our loved ones. The destroyer can't strip away our heritage or harm our children. We stand in the tither's blessing, which promises that the Lord will rebuke the evil one on our behalf. We stand in the tither's blessing that the Lord will open heaven's treasure and pour out blessings we do not have room enough to receive. We stand confident that the tithe is raising a standard against every demonic plot and attack. We have faith that as Jesus, our Lord and eternal high priest, stands in heaven receiving our tithe, we are under the covenant of his blessing. We prophesy that the promise to the tither rests upon our families in Jesus' name, according to Malachi 3:11, Hebrews 7 and 8. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, dear God. We thank you that you are not a man that you should lie, that you watch over your word to perform it. And as we sow our seed today, Father, we just thank you, dear God, that you will honor every seed that has been sown in faith. And Father, we lean in and we trust you and we're confident that you will provide for us, that you will meet every need that we have, that you will make a way when everybody said it's impossible. We know that you are a God who is faithful, a God who will never be defeated, a God who never fails. And we thank you for the victory, God. And we thank you that we reap what we have sown on today. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, praise the Lord. God is awesome. All right, at this time, if you would focus your attention to the video announcement.
You are invited to the Healthy Lifestyles Workshop Series as part of our 21 days of prayer and fasting, from which will run from January 5th to 25th. Join us on each of the three Saturdays during this time as we host free workshops designed to help us take dominion in every area of your life. We will discuss understanding the foods we consume and how they are affecting our bodies, practical ways to renew your mind and strengthen your body for the new year ahead, God's principles for financial stewardship and how to align your finances with His purposes for your life. Explore how to build strong relationships and deepen your spiritual walk with God, fostering community and growth, the importance of daily movement and relaxation, and more. Again, that will be January 10th, 17th, and 24th. At 10 a.m. till noon. Please register at lfccnj.com or scan the code on the screen. Let's take dominion in 2026 by strengthening our bodies, minds, finances, and relationships. Don't miss out. Mark your calendars.
All right, we have kicked off our 21-day church-wide fast. Praise God. I pray God continually speaks to you guys in Jesus' name. Fasting brochures are available in the lobby and on our website. We are inviting everyone to join us during these 21 days for Zoom corporate prayer every Wednesday from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. Saturdays in-person prayer from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. And for our Health Lifestyles Workshop on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to noon. Let us purposefully focus on taking dominion over every area of our lives. If you have moved this year, please contact our finance office with your updated address, and or you can notate it on the pink envelopes on the backside. Thank you for that. And in an event of impending weather alerts, please note that we will make information available on the following platforms: LFCC website at www.lfccnj.com, social media, Instagram and Facebook, church app, go to the App Store and search for the letters LFCCNJ and download our app, or by texting START, that's START, to 87447, that's 87447, for notifications from our data manager platform. All right. Snow is not stopping us today. Praise God. All right, and we're going to bring back our amazing pastor, Pastor Connie.
Praise God. One of the points that I wanted to make was us, when we pray in the Spirit, we can pray out our future. Do you see that? When we pray in the Holy Ghost, we can pray out our future. We can sit before the Lord, say, Lord, I'm going to let the Holy Spirit help me pray my future so that we can walk in our future. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, this is pretty powerful once you get it, that we have the help of the Holy Spirit. I don't know about you, but I don't like wasting my time. So when I'm praying, I don't want to waste my time. I don't want to mispray. Amen. I want it to be effective. So we can pray out our future and make it come to pass quicker. Amen. Do we have any first-time attenders? Any first-time attenders? Any first-time attenders? If you just stand, we won't embarrass you. We just want to see you. Praise the Lord. We got two here. Praise God. And then one. Praise the Lord. We want to say welcome. We're so glad you came to Living Faith today. Praise the Lord. Do you know, does Willette, you know the person next to you? Do you know? Did she just sit next to you or you saw her in a store somewhere? Invited her, huh? She knows somebody. Anyway, I just want to say welcome to everybody, and we're so glad you came to join us on this wet day, and we're so glad you came. We invite you back anytime. Now you know where we live. Amen? Praise God. Let's see. Anything else? Anything else? That's it? Just open the doors to the church. If you've been coming to Living Faith and you believe this is where God wants you to be, to connect with this part of the body of Christ, then I want to do that now. Anybody, you want to make Living Faith your church home? Want to make Living Faith your church home? Anybody? You need a church home. Amen. All right, everybody. We're going to dismiss so you can stand to your feet. Praise the Lord. The altar will be open for if you need prayer, if you need somebody to agree with you in prayer, the altar will be open with our elders and ministers, and they'll pray with you. Amen. Praise God. All right. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we praise you. Father, we thank you for all that you have planned for our lives. We thank you for the Holy Spirit has been given to us to help us, to guarantee our success, God, because you want us to succeed. You don't want us to fail. And you've given us everything that we need according to life and godliness. So, Father, we just thank you and we praise you. We praise you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your patience. And, Father, we do declare and decree in agreement with what you've already said that we are blessed, happy, fortunate, empowered to prosper, and to be envied. If you believe that, say, I'm blessed.